USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is seeming to take a different stance on vaping. He tweeted about getting counterfeits off the market after announcing earlier this week an effort to ban nearly all flavored vaping products. Gregory Connolly, the president of the American Vaping Association, made his case against the flavored vaping ban.
The fact is that there have been mistakes by people trying to market to adult millennials, but that does not justify removing every single product from the market besides tobacco flavors, especially when we know from the Yale School of Public Health, the National Bureau of Economic Research, other institutions have said banning flavors will increase smoking, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Eddie Money has lost his battle with cancer. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Born Edward Joseph Mahoney in Brooklyn, his grandfather, father, and brother were NYPD cops. Money himself was an officer trainee for a year, but music came calling and he moved to California. After backing other artists for years, he became a hit with charting songs in the late 70s through the 80s like Take Me Home Tonight to Baby Hold On to this one. I've got Earlier this year, Money disclosed he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. He lost his battle early Friday. Eddie Money was 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The China State News Agency has announced American soybeans and pork will be exempt from punitive tariffs. The development comes after concessions previously announced by President Trump on Chinese imports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Aquariums around the United States are helping to preserve coral species from the Florida Reef, saving them from a deadly disease that is killing major portions of the undersea ecosystem. At stake is the survival of the species on the third longest barrier reef in the world, which the U.S. Geological Survey says not only is dying, but also eroding. Scientists in 2014 found a new affliction, stony coral tissue loss disease, which was ravaging the reef. A national payroll company is under investigation after taking payroll funds. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin of Southern California's Shaffrin Real Estate Company had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.